producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. Yet another debate in New Hampshire this time, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. It seems like we just were talking about Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders because that was a town hall, a tad different than the two of them debating each other. And there was a kind of an outcry in the Democratic Party to see this, to have more Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, especially now that Martin O'Malley is no longer a part of this deal. Joining us at the top of the show, we're expecting to talk with Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio, as he's been playing along with the rest of us and watching what's happening in these debates. And Bob, again, is in our virtual green room actually right now. Bob, tonight, who do you think came out swinging the hardest? Was it Sanders, which seems odd to even say that, or Hillary Clinton?
Well, I think as far as who swung the hardest, it would be Hillary Clinton, but in a different way. She would refer to statements that Bernie Sanders made, Kate, and she would say, you know, it's an attack. Then she would, and he'd be talking about, you know, something on her record and changing her opinions. And then when she would refer to Sanders, she would basically attack him for something he did. But she was sort of, I mean, I'm watching this in fascination. She was sort of like making him into the category of the right-wing Republicans, like he's ganging up on her. And, you know, she's used to this type of thing, but yet it was unfair. And I thought she was very aggressive with him, her tone, more of her tone than her body movement.
Yeah, do you think, I mean, of course, this is his territory. Is there any way she wins this?
No, she's not going to win New Hampshire. He's going to win New Hampshire. I mean, the mayor of Boston's coming in with an army of people for her. She has Howard Dean, et cetera, and some endorsements. But I think he wins because he has such a populist movement. He's from, you know, Vermont. I think that he won this debate in another way tonight. I think that, you know, he got before just the two of them before a national audience. So it went beyond New Hampshire. I think Bernie Sanders, you know, got some exposure in a huge way in front of the rest of the country, and especially if it comes to the people that's undecided. I have to tell you, though, I have watched this entire campaign, as you have, from top to bottom. What a difference in this debate than the Republicans.
Boy, no kidding.
This was a relief for me to watch this. Really, I have to say, I'm a former Republican member of Congress. I've got to tell you, though, this was so much more, in their worst moment here or their most aggressive moment, it was so much more on this is what I think and some of the contrasts and agreements.
Yeah, and do you think a lot of that is because, you know, one of the things that Bernie Sanders says all the time is that I'm not going to have that. I didn't jump into this in politics to do that. I wasn't going to attack the person. It was going to be about the issues as much as it could be. Do you think part of that goes to him?
Well, yes, I served 11 years with Bernie Sanders. I know his personality well. You know, I saw Bernie in public and private meetings. He's the same guy, no difference. Now, you know, if I was on the stage tonight, and many people in politics, it would have been a pointed way. And look, you know, for Hillary Clinton, if he says something about her speaking fees, he's, quote, attacking her. But she can say something about him voting for the Brady Bill, and, you know, and that's not an attack. So, but because she's sensitive on the speaking fees. But Bernie could have done it in a way that would have been, you know, Mrs. Clinton, look at this audience and tell us what on earth could you have said that's worth $600,000, making more money than most of these people make in their lifetimes. Why? Why did you do that? I mean, he could have done it that way. He didn't, you know. A regular candidate, frankly, probably would have. But the thing I found fascinating tonight, though, this was, you know, it wasn't from Bernie Sanders, but they had that question from a newspaper or something or somebody, and it said, will you release the transcripts of what you said during these private meetings? Because she takes transcripts of everything. I found that fascinating. If the media doesn't let that go, that is going to dog her week after week until she releases what she said in those Goldman Sachs meetings.
Yeah. If you're the part of the Clinton crew, how worried are you about Bernie Sanders?
Well, you know, I watched the national pundits just 2 days ago say he is a two-state wonder, and this is it for Bernie Sanders. I don't believe that. I don't think Hillary Clinton's finished, but I don't think he's a two-state wonder. Yes, she's going to win South Carolina, but if he dents her at all, you know, and he picked up the former president of the NAACP today, so there's a lot of room yet in this campaign back and forth. But if I were Hillary Clinton's campaign staff, I would be very, very cautious of this, you know, in tar ball of wax. This is far from over, and you're down to two people. And the other thing is this. Bernie Sanders, beyond running for, you know, the office of the president, he is running a cause. He's causal. I mean, you and I right now can talk about, you know, the 1%. When we think of Bernie, we can talk about, you know, people not getting a fair shake. We can talk about you can't change anything in this country until you change campaign finance reform. And his mantra's in my brain right now. I'm probably going to wake up thinking about it. He's a causal type of person, and he's going to continue with that, whether he's, you know, winning or losing. So if I were the Clintons people, I don't think this is the normal, okay, you know, Chris Christie does bad in New Hampshire, he drops out, you know, or Jeb Bush. I think this is a whole different ballgame now on the Democratic side.
Yeah, boy, it's interesting to watch, that's for sure. Do you think pretty much when we say it's interesting to watch, it's that way with the Republicans, too, after what happened in Iowa?
Well, the Republicans, this could really just disintegrate into I don't know what, because, you know, you've got Trump now throwing out, and I know he says things, and then we all move on media, but, you know, this whole thing of, you know, he's going to sue in Iowa and the fact that, you know, Ted Cruz was fraudulent, and I think they're going to have so much more of this. I mean, if we thought it was something Bernie questioning Hillary or Hillary questioning Bernie Sanders, Republican side, it's just going to be, I think, from here on out, machetes out. I mean machetes. And when you get down to four people, which you'll probably get down to, you know, Trump, Rubio, Cruz, Kasich, let's say, I just think it's going to be bitter. Very bitter.
Yeah, it sure feels that way. It really, really feels that that's what's going to happen.
Tonight was kind of really, even though it got a little testy, it was refreshing. The one thing I did notice, though, I don't know, maybe it was just me, but Hillary Clinton seemed to get her dander up a bit. You know, I wouldn't say Bernie got under her skin, but you could see she was fairly animated over it, all right? Animated. And I just kind of thought to myself, wow, you know, if it's Hillary versus a Republican for the general, they're going to give both barrels to her. And it's just going to be very interesting to see how they all react to each other.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Bob Ney, thanks for hanging. Yeah, it is was an interesting debate, no question about it. Mm-hmm. Bob, thanks for hanging late with us. We appreciate it. Bob Ney, former congressman from Ohio, the great state. And as he said, it was interesting. We're going to talk about some of those issues, dive deeper into that, coming up on the flip side.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If I came in second, I wouldn't be happy.
Donald Trump, he doesn't want to come in second this time around, talking about New Hampshire and what New Hampshire is going to look like for him. What do you think? Do you think that Donald wins New Hampshire this time around? I'm going to say I think he does. I think Iowa goes to Cruz, which it did, and then New Hampshire, which was a surprise because it was neck and neck anyway. But I think Donald Trump leads in New Hampshire for sure, and I think we'll see that the polls reflect in those that go and vote. And the lead seems to be growing. The hold seems to be working. I read a story in the New York Times where they talked about the Republicans in New Hampshire, and the way they described it, the Republicans in New Hampshire, angry and afraid, was the headline in the Times. And the talk was in this article, the way it was written, that fear and hatred stalked the Republican debate, and it was aimed at every target. And that the candidates, which was true, kept summoning President Ronald Reagan. It was would have been his 105th birthday. And only Governor Kasich and Marco Rubio tried to be hardline, they say, in the Times article, without hate. Talking about the deportation of illegal immigrants and talking about a few other oddball kind of brawls on the side. Marco Rubio and Chris Christie. Chris Christie really going after Marco Rubio. Chris Christie called him a robot. And then the funniest thing happened. His page didn't upload correctly, so he kept repeating lines about how tragically transformative President Obama had been. So naturally, in some of the newspapers, they wrote about this and said, you know what? It was like someone wound him up, pointed him towards the door and pushed play. So, who knows where he comes in New Hampshire. The debate is immigration. In New Hampshire, it seems to be. Tuesday is the deal. Trump, to me, seems like he's going to pounce here. I mean, he is everywhere. A moderate, I think, in New Hampshire doesn't always do well. So Trump is not coming across like a moderate, that's for sure. Tuesday will be interesting. In case you missed it, because I had a couple of emails about this as well, it was funny, split decision, wanting to know what I thought about what was going to happen in New Hampshire and what was going on with the campaigning, and at the same time asking me about the Broncos and the Panthers. So I'll re-rack that. If you missed it, the Broncos beat the Panthers 24-10. Now, it is a circus, kind of like the circus that our politics has become. And the main event, well, there's really two main events. There's the action on the field, and then there's the halftime show. And, oh, yeah, then there's the national anthem. I think Whitney Houston set the bar pretty high in 1991. She nailed it when she did the anthem. But Lady Gaga would be in my top five as well. Not surprised, because she's classically trained. She went to Juilliard, and it showed. I'm going to let you hear Lady Gaga singing the national anthem coming up in our next segment. I think that's such a powerful stage, and it has to be kind of daunting in a way for whoever it is that stands there and sings. Of course, Lady Gaga is all about the leap and not afraid to take the leap, so not as surprising that she nailed it. But it would be, I think it would be a little scary when you summon up the courage to do something like that. Can you imagine hitting those high notes? Think about when you're in the crowd at a sporting event and you're singing the national anthem. I look around, I see people like shuffling their feet. They don't really want anyone to hear their voice. I say, forget it. Who cares? It's just nice that people say it loud and proud. And of course, after 9/11, I'm veering down a quick rabbit hole. I went to, I was in New York, and sports were basically canceled. And once games started to come back again, the Yankees, the Mets, football, I remember being at the Mets, and it was incredible. Because, I mean, there wasn't a dry eye in the house, and everybody was singing the national anthem, whether they were clumsy about how they hit the notes or not, it didn't matter at all. It was about standing there united and singing it. It was pretty powerful, actually, to witness that. So I think it's a huge honor. I mean, it is a football game, but it's a huge honor with such a vast amount of people watching, to no matter who you are, to have the chance. And it's always somebody who's well known, but to have the chance to try to belt out the national anthem. And sometimes singers who are excellent in any other venue are terrible at trying to hit some of those notes for the anthem. And especially in the venue that I'm talking about, where it's so big. And it's a whole different thing when you talk about what happens with your voice when you're standing in the middle of a stadium like that one. I'd be remiss, since we're kind of mixing it all up in this version of America Tonight, to not think about the people in Flint, Michigan, while everybody's enjoying the Super Bowl or anxiously getting ready for New Hampshire and the chance to talk about more results. The people in Flint are still struggling with the water situation. And I said this last week, imagine lead in your water. Imagine getting the news. Well, seems we could have done something about it, but we didn't. And gosh darn, there's lead in the water. And so those are the kind of stories that I've been reading about from Flint. And this is a city where really the people there have been battered around in some of the worst conditions you can imagine. Lots of unemployment, lots of poverty, lots of violent crime, they say. And now this catastrophe of the water supply that might be poisoned indefinitely. I mean, this is the final kick in the pants for the poor people of Flint. And how awful is this? I mean, we know in the near future this is what they're going to be dealing with. This is less than a month after Michigan Governor Rick Snyder declared a state of emergency. The only thing we know is this is going to be expensive to deal with this, because the cost of removing lead service lines from 15,000 houses, what do you think it is? And how many other people are sitting on a powder keg like this, listening to my voice right now, and you have no idea, including myself? 15,000 homes? You know what we're talking about? We're talking about a price tag of $45 million. You know how many people could have been exposed to lead poisoning? The impact of that, 9,000 kids. Wow. And what do you do to treat that? So overhauling Flint's water distribution, if they have to do that, could cost more than $1 billion, which means only the federal government can pay for that. That's too big of a price tag. There's no way they can pay for that. And there's other controversies surrounding it. People paying their water bills, which, by the way, were some of the most expensive, they say, in the area. Because they're afraid if the service is turned off, they'll lose their homes. Now they're refusing to pay for water because they can't drink it. So the mayor is trying to come up with some kind of a plan to relieve the people in that area, at least of some of that financial burden. Would you want to pay your water bill if you knew there was lead in the water? Of course you wouldn't. Of course you wouldn't want to pay your water bill. Complete insanity. Hopefully, there was a little bit of a break for the people over the weekend because so much water has been trucked in to Flint. But this disaster is not going to end anytime in the near future. It's ludicrous. So you have poisoned water and you have drought conditions that others are dealing with, desperate for some solution to their crisis. The answer is water. Anytime anyone asks you, the answer is water. What do you want to invest in? Water. What do we need more of? Water. Step It Away, then Lady Gaga's rendition of the national anthem. You know, you can always chime in, by the way. What did you think? Were you watching? 855-266-5283.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. information. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
There. Millions of you, because I get the emails and the calls too at 855-266-5283. Big question from the Super Bowl, Peyton Manning, he wins. Woohoo! So at 39, gonna turn 40 in March. You have one Super Bowl under your belt, you win your second. He's not what he used to be. Arm strength, forget about it. All the injuries, etc. Defense really helped Peyton and the rest of the crew. In that victory over the Panthers to win this Super Bowl. So why not go out on top? Classy move not to take the bait, though, when he was asked three different times on camera whether or not he was going to retire in various ways. So I am thrilled he didn't do that. Enjoy the win and don't take anything away from the defense's superstars on the Broncos. And that's the kind of classy guy he is. So we may hear in the next day or two, but smart not to do that on that very, very, very big stage. All right, so I set it up that the big stage, when you have to hit the high notes, can be really tough. And there is no harder song to sing, and the pressure's on in a different way when you do the national anthem. Of course, it's a great honor to be selected. It's a huge audience. And the superstars who have chops when they're asked probably would rarely say no. Lady Gaga was thrilled. Here is Lady Gaga doing the national anthem at this year's Super Bowl.
To honor America and perform our national anthem, please welcome Academy Award nominee and six-time Grammy winner, Lady Gaga.
Rendition of the Star Spangled Banner. And as I said, she would certainly make it in my top five, and I think in most people's top five. Excuse me, I mean Goosebumps. Super Bowl 50, they couldn't have done it better with that. She just nailed all the high notes. I was reading, you know, pretty much the reviews of Gaga, and that's what they're all saying, is that she nailed it. It was total perfection when she kicked things off and hit those notes. I mean, kind of the operatic version of the anthem, and it's it just was beautiful. There's no question she hit those really, really crazy notes that I think are so tough. She nailed it. Absolutely. She nailed it 100%. It's great to hear that. I love when somebody can hit, like I said, can hit some of the impossible highs and make it sound super, super beautiful. This week on America Tonight, wow, so no, we won't have any Nail the Score this time around, and sadly, nobody nailed the score. We will put our computer back in the hopper, so to speak, and you will have a chance to win again when we do Nail the Score for March. For March Madness, we will bring it back. So you have to wait, you know, a month or so, a month and a half, and we'll be back at it for a couple of weeks anyway. Sadly, like I said, nobody won Nail the Score throughout the season. We've had a couple of winners over the years, but this time around, not to be. And nobody predicted the Super Bowl that the Broncos would win 24-10. We had a couple of people that predicted the Broncos, but certainly not by that score anyway. And this is why we booted down the road and hope that somebody hits it in March Madness. And of course, there's other times that we'll bring this out as well. Because I talked about the Super Bowl, and because I equate sports a lot of times with politics, the winners, the us's and the them's, and, you know, the two parties, the two sides. So there's the losing side of the Super Bowl, and Ron Rivera, who is the coach of the Carolina Panthers, who was the coach of the year in the NFL, getting the high accolades and the piece of hardware on Saturday from the NFL, then has come out of a disappointing loss in the Super Bowl, where really they could have popped into it, but every time the Panthers got the ball, they couldn't do anything either. It was all about the defenses on both sides of the ball. So Ron Rivera's post-game message to his players: don't let this diminish what you've accomplished. We had a great season. We reached the mountaintop, just not the peak, not the summit. We have an opportunity to get better as a team. That team a couple of years ago got beat in the Super Bowl, and look where they are today. We have an opportunity, just like they did, to become a better team. And I thought that was a great message, because he's right. 2 years ago, the Broncos were slaughtered by Seattle, and then they bounced back, and look what happened. As for Peyton Manning and the question about retirement, Archie Manning, his father, said that he's gotten over 200 texts on his phone from all kinds of friends and everybody wanting to know if Peyton was going to retire. 9 out of 10 people feel that he should retire. A lot of things are pointing toward what everybody wants him to do is what Peyton Manning's father shared. And, of course, he's got... I mean, what a great thing. He has two young kids. He has twins, and they're, you know, 4 years old. So you have a little boy and a little girl, cute as can be. They're up there on the stage with their father and getting to be part of the moment. Even if they can't completely understand it, at least at the tail end of what probably is his last game, they're there, they're there, they see it, and there's pictures to prove they were there when their father won the Super Bowl, which I think is pretty cool. You can tell when you look at the kids, they certainly resemble him, especially the little boy who, you know, had a championship hat on and had a lot of the photographers around him as he was trying to make sense of what was happening to his father and what was happening as well around where he was standing. Hey, what's this? What's this about? The paparazzi? I don't understand. Explain it to me. And it was pretty darling, I have to say, and probably a very big and proud moment for Peyton Manning to be able to have his kids, haul his kids up there and let them see, you know, what's happened with the Super Bowl, because that's probably it for sure. It's just a question of saying, you know, goodbye and making it official. Let's put it that way. Coming up on America Tonight, odds and ends. What else happened besides the frivolity and the fun and the parties of the Super Bowl and for the politicians getting ready for New Hampshire? Believe it or not, some airport workers handled a laptop that concealed a plane bomb. Where was it? I'll give you the skinny coming up on the flip side in our final segment for this hour, anyway, of America Tonight.
Oh. There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I used to rule the world. Seas would rise when I came to live. Now in the morning I sleep alone. Sweetest dreams I used to
own. That's a little rendition, a little tiny snippet, let's say, of a rendition of Coldplay, one of the songs they played, one of their popular songs, part of the halftime show. They were the lead act, I suppose. And then Bruno Mars also shared the spotlight. And Beyonce, you know, it's always crazy with who's going to perform in the halftime and what's going to happen. That seemed to come off without a hitch and probably gets fairly decent, accolades, I would suppose. There was nothing super spectacular, but it was good. Good enough. Good enough to win, as we put that to bed for this hour anyway, Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos beating the Carolina Panthers. The wise guys already added the Super Bowl odds for Super Bowl 51. If you're curious, since we do the nail the score thing, if you're a fan of Tennessee, 220-1 odds to win the Super Bowl next year. Tampa Bay, 110-1 odds, also pretty darn high. And then you go up from there, Philadelphia, 35-1. The Minnesota Vikings, I know we have a lot of Minnesota Viking fans, 25-1 odds. And, of course, New England, 9-1. Carolina, 10-1. Seattle, 11-1, and so on. You know, it's interesting. Denver wins the Super Bowl, but they're not in the top seven as far as odds are concerned. They're 18-1. 18-1 to win the Super Bowl again, and probably a lot of that has to do with what's going to happen at quarterback. They have a young quarterback that'll jump in, and most likely Peyton Manning will probably hang it up. All right, I told you about the frightening story about the airport bomb situation, the laptop. Somalia intelligence is saying that two airport workers actually had a laptop, handled it, and it had a bomb that later exploded in a passenger plane. In a video that was made public on Sunday, one airport worker takes a laptop, hands it to another. The employee then hands it to a man who was killed when the laptop explosion blew a hole in the plane's fuselage. Both workers were arrested, and they identified the lone fatality as a suspect. He was sucked out of the airplane through a hole in the blast. You remember me maybe talking about it on the air, and you could see clearly there was this hole in the plane. He knew where to sit. He knew how to place the device to maximize the damage, but given the placement, the blast likely would have set off a catastrophic secondary explosion in the fuel tank if the plane had reached cruising altitude, but that explosion happened at a lower altitude between 12,000 feet and 14,000 feet, so it killed the suspect, the national, and injured two other people. The preliminary test showed the bomb had a military grade of explosive TNT. And the pilot, of course, when that happened, the pilot turned around and landed the plane in Mogadishu. So Somalia asked for help in investigating. A bunch of FBI agents on the ground there trying to help them. They say it was actually a sophisticated attack, so that's why they reached out for help, and that's why the FBI went. They believe the attack was orchestrated by Al-Shabaab, but they're not certain about that, just trying to figure it out. And of course, there's lots of violence in that area, and some of it is related to ISIS. So now, so far, at least 20 people have been arrested. It's a miracle that more people weren't killed, and of course that was the idea. But once again, the person who is supposed to explode the bomb, it doesn't work out. Like the underwear bomber, like the shoe bomber Richard Reed in Miami years ago, right after 9/11, and sort of certainly this bungled attempt as well, thank goodness, because now there's ways to bust people up and to figure out more of the intel or find some more intel on how bombs are being created and how they're trying to get them aboard planes and whatnot. It's really scary, actually, when you think about it, and it's a miracle with the amount of travel we have in this country that there aren't more problems, thank goodness. But it makes you look at things in a whole different light, especially if you are somebody who is traveling. So here's the big question. Donald Trump's lead in New Hampshire is definitely up in the polls. And some are saying, well, what if Donald Trump doesn't win this one? What if he does come in second? What if he does come in third? Is that it for Donald Trump? I mean, is that the end of the line? Not that he won't keep campaigning and wouldn't keep finishing strong and all of that, but if he can't win in New Hampshire, is that going to hurt him? Is there no turning point when we go to the other states? And I guess the most important thing is, in every winning president in the last 40 years, with the exception of Bill Clinton, they've won either Iowa or New Hampshire. It's just a trend. So, is New Hampshire oversold, undersold? I don't know. But if we can say, and we go back and we look in our history books, and you find that, okay, everybody who's won has won one of those two states, except for Clinton. But he did it. And, of course, now the era of campaigning is different with super PACs and the trends might not necessarily hold the way they did decades ago. Might not hold. Marco Rubio has made some big gains coming off of Iowa, where he finished a very strong third. a strong showing by Rubio in New Hampshire, building on the momentum from Iowa, puts him in a good position for the next round of primaries. So I think he definitely survives for the time being further down the line. If Rubio is going to get X'd out, I don't think it's going to be until deep until the spring, because I think he's going to show up pretty high in all of these primaries. He might not be the guy, but he's going to show up on a higher level than Ben Carson, than the governor of Ohio, Kasich, than Chris Christie. He's gonna come out higher. So he's going to stay in it. He's not going to pull out. It doesn't make any sense because there's always that possibility, and the people around the candidate will tell them that because their job is to make sure that they get fluffed up enough, like the pillows when you stay in an expensive hotel. You want a fluffy pillow. So they have to be fluffed up somewhat because they're hitting that campaign so hard that this, you can't take the sense of belief, I don't think, away from them. Any smart campaign manager knows that and would absolutely do it. The interesting part of PACs and who's giving to PACs and where's that money going and all that kind of stuff has really changed because of the internet. And now it is official that Mark Zuckerberg is ahead of Jeff Bezos from Amazon as far as wealth is concerned. Fourth richest Mark Zuckerberg is. So 31 years old, CEO of Facebook, sitting on a fortune worth $50 billion as of last week. And, of course, stocks change, but it's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. By the way, if you were curious about this, the world's richest person with a net worth of $78.7 billion is who? Can you tell me the answer to that? That would be Bill Gates, the Microsoft founder. Of course, he is the wealthiest. $78.7 billion. Wow. That is a crazy big number, my friends. When the rest of us pedestrians get excited over Powerball because it's like $157 million. That's peanuts to Mark Zuckerberg. Any thoughts on the show? Send them to me, americatonight.net. Thanks for listening.
Lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.